Hello, it is PK7s here, your favourite fear mongerer, also billionaire, always here to give you doom and gloom, and I have a walloping of doom and gloom. Yes, the town of Grafton Valley should be shaking in their boots, hiding their wives, hiding their kids, and it seems that Pam Donna is indeed on the loose, and it looks like she won't stop until she gets that next kill to get that golden membership at the Artillery Club.
Mayor James Donalds, honey child, you know I trust you implicitly with my life, love.
Thank you so much, Nanny Prescott.
But I have a big concern.
What's that?
Well, P.K. Simmons in his news report said, hide your wives, hide your kids. Well, at least you're displaying though, your wives and our kids. Why don't Evil Panda just shoot them up right here with this little woe cool yonder thingy-majiggy?
Well, I appreciate your concern, Nanny Prescott, but us doing it this way means that we can make sure to verify that everyone who's supposed to be in the town is in the town with this roll call.
We're really going to go through these names.
Well, I will be actually doing that to be more on the accurate side.
Wait, Bouncy Jess, what are you doing out of prison? Has Adam Robertson not been looking after the prison problem?
Well, we'll ask her to be here. I mean, if anyone was going to do something like this, Bouncy Jess would be able to do it.
But James, you remember what she tried to do? Do you remember what she tried to do? You're just gonna let her go out of prison.
Listen, I have done my time, and now I'm gonna be doing it perfectly, serving everybody here. Now, let me start by calling out the names.
I can't believe this, child.
So, Nanny Prescott is glad that we have you back in safe and sound.
Oh, Luke Camilla, how's my house?
Your house?
Yeah, how is it?
We'll talk about that another time.
What's been going on in my house?
Oh, Nanny Prescott, we're having a verdict party, which turned to a kidnapping party, which turned to a conga line of freedom, and now we're here at the roll call party.
My wild hawkers, how in the world are you getting a kid in my house?
I won't reveal myself.
My wild, but you cannot just go in like you're the government.
But I am the government.
Honey, you barely are. You just go in and party all the time like you're Eddie Murphy.
Well, we've all been relieved of our duties anyway of this little jury thing until we get this Pam Donna, if ever. But don't worry, she might be trying to attack one of our juries, but she won't get me with all the bodyguards surrounding me.
Guilty Lanty, Marge is not a bodyguard. She's just a very fat woman. Why are you putting her around you?
With her around me and the flab that she has to offer, I'm practically bulletproof. But I also got a lot of these bodyguards helping me. I got Abel Jordan around here, got Dominic Manister, snatched him off from us doing the jury and that sort of thing. So I'm going to be fine. And if trouble happens, it'll be someone else's problem, not mine. As always. Oh, Stevie Russell, you're here. Well, we're all here. We're supposed to be here for the roll call. Oh, this really is bringing back good memories when we were at the hotel. Where was Drew Jane with the tea? Drew Jane, come with the tea. Don't worry, everything's at hand, Brad's rag. Is my tea coming, Daniel and Ed? No, but everything's at hand.
Oh, my dear, this is like a weird night in a town we're locked up in our hotel and Tessie Craft's trying to kill us all. But instead of us being locked in a place, we're now all out in the open for Pam Donna to kill us all.
Now, mind you, she just wants to kill one more person.
Well, ADNA, if you're offering up love, go for it.
I may have risked my life many times to save this country, but I am not going to be someone's cannon fodder. I saw Lars Bart, Wilby. Why not you, Georgilante? Excuse me, what's that supposed to mean? I mean, you've caused so much havoc with your reckless behaviour of good people, men and women, giving their lives so that you be able to live. Maybe you're trying to return the favour. I'm not Kerry Hilson Timberland, and I will never degrade myself by doing such a thing like that. Why don't we put it to a vote as to who we will be able to sacrifice?
Mary Mayo, honey child, I wouldn't bet your life on it, love. I wouldn't be suggesting I was you, love. Many people might find you annoying, and they might just want to... This might be an excuse to get you out of the way.
What are you trying to say? People love me, don't they?
Mary, read the room, love. Read the room.
Well, I'll vote for Georgia Landy. Stevie, please, you are really overplaying this thing. Well, I vote, how about we kill Tess O'Darcy? Why me? I am the sole beacon of the music industry. You're literally a rip-off of Cher. And you're not Mia Russell. I am not anything like Cher, unlike you. In fact, since you pretty much are like Cher, we might as well get rid of you since, well, we still have Cher around. Listen, Tessa Darcy is a unique individual who sings S.O.S. like nobody else, except for that O'Shea. Oh, Mia Washer, you're just... No, you're just...
Ladies, please, have your diva fan later.
Oh, no, they already had it back at your house.
You mean your house that you occupied with your random verdict party?
Would anyone please be quiet? I need to call out the names. Cowell Middleton.
She hasn't been around here in years, love, honey. Child. I saw a new picture of her, and there's been a room. She looked really wild in that picture, love. And I'm like, I swear that girl's mixed race. I saw her mom and dad, Helena and James, and you know, I can do maths, and Helena and James shouldn't be able to produce Cowell if that picture was wild. And it looked like she was on a train track at school. I'm like, what is this girl doing? And
Nanny Prescott, please.
Well, honey, just said you got an old list. That Middleton's haven't been around here since time began. What are you talking about, Kate Middleton, love? Speaking about photos are tricky. That poor lady, the grief that she got from everybody, and people stirring the pot, and then everyone finds got cancer, and people are like, oh, I'm saying, honey, maybe you should stop gossiping before you know what the 411 is, child. Goodness me. That poor lady.
Okay, I'll try someone else. Mama?
When the war's got up yonder, when the war is caught up yonder, when the war is caught up yonder, when the war is caught up yonder, I'll be there.
That's a yes from Mama before she breaks into. See that landmark over there? A whole lot of kisses and street, and then as I was conga line and all over again.
Daddy James Percy?
Honey, you can see him because he's slurping away with Sabrina Percy. Just down there.
Karen Carlington? Present.
You know, that might be one I wouldn't mind we can offer. Maybe we should go to a vote, love. I'll try and round out the truth for Karen.
You're saying you want me?
I'm just saying if someone needs to take it for the team. I mean, I know Kevin Davis will be able to fill your suit. Like, it's real quickly a church secretary.
Nanny Prescott, seriously? And you call yourself Christian?
I'm joking! Well, kind of. I mean, if the offer's there, but I'm joking, okay?
Granny about to die?
Where is Granny about to die? S.O. Jed, you know where she is using her lifeline with those lungs of yours?
No, I haven't seen her.
Oh, is she okay?
Meh! Eh!
Oh, I hear her. She's fine.
I'm Nanny Prescott.
Why didn't Luke come here?
I don't think she's fine. Look.
I know, honey. She just does that little gargle.
No. Look. Not listen. Look.
The foam in her mouth, look, that's normal when she does that.
No, look at her body.
And no, honey, she's lying on the floor, that's what she...
No, look what's going out of her.
Blood? You mean, has Granny about to die just been shot?
Well, I mean, it's... For a name like Granny about to die, I mean, she is the most likely person for us to go in and be the least missed. I mean, she was on the verge of...
Adrian, shut up! But it... Well, Pam's stroking. Has Granny about to die actually just died?
You may listen to What's Gone in Grassy Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming aboard and listening to the show. It looks like we have a new twist at hand. Has Pam Donner just taken out what many other things haven't been able to with Granny about to die? Well, find out more when you tune into the next episode. And when there's books you can buy and other episodes you can tune into, and you also can listen to the other episodes previously of this mini saga going along. But until next time, bye bye for now.